Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of two new reissues which may appear to have little in common, except that both were recorded in New York in the mid-1960s. One is an underground classic by Maverick Steve Lacy and Roswell Rudd. The other is a straight-ahead date by pianist Duke Pearson. Kevin says these records are stylistically very different, but some similarities creep in anyway. This is Duke Pearson's tune, Los Malos Hombres, The Bad Men.
Jazz is in a divided state these days, as usual. But in any period, even feuding musicians share common values. In our time, such diverse composers as Muhal Richard Abrams, Wynton Marsalis, and John Zorn all write postmodern music, which juxtaposes various identifiable jazz and non-jazz styles. Every decade offers similar examples. Two very different new reissues from the divided 1960s both radiate the same good feel and have some of the same rhythmic inflections. One is the live School Days by saxophonist Steve Lacy and trombonist Roswell Rudd. Their quartet played piano music without a piano. They did only Thelonious Monk tunes. One night when the bass player was late, they performed Baya with just horns and drums. Listen to drummer Dennis Charles, who was born in the West Indies and was playing both free jazz and calypso gigs in 1963. Roswell Rudd group was classic because so many styles ran together. Dixieland, avant-garde, modern jazz, and old blues become inseparable. Pianist Duke Pearson's album, The Right Touch, is easier to pigeonhole. It's a pretty typical 1967 Blue Note record. The arrangements are more conventional, but the loose way the parts fit together can be remarkably similar. A subtle Caribbean feel surfaces occasionally, although drummer Grady Tate comes from North Carolina. The trumpet player is Freddie Hubbard. In the 1960s, jazz's Latin feel, the so-called Spanish tinge, was fed by musicians from all over, not all of whom spoke Spanish. They included bossa nova Brazilians, West Indians like Dennis Charles, and pianist Horace Silver, whose people came from the Portuguese Cape Verde Islands off West Africa. All these strains mingled in New York, where working musicians play all sorts of gigs and absorb and regurgitate all sorts of influences. Steve Lacy and Duke Pearson may have traveled in different circles, but they walked the same sidewalks and heard the same drum beats in current records. So it's no big surprise both their groups reflect their place and time. In a self-expressive music like jazz, it's hard not to do that.
Kevin Whitehead writes for CD Review, Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed the new reissues The Right Touch, featuring Duke Pearson, and School Days, featuring Steve Lacy and Roswell Rudd. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.